Ville. What has become of you? Does anybody else in here feel the way I do? Bring
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs, from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Patterson Hood from Drive-By Truckers, and you're listening to Courts in Session with your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
I love that Southern Boogie Woogie, Black Oak, Arkansas in the background. The official theme music of Courts in Session. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and we are getting near the end of the line, and I always know it when I'm getting thirsty. And I'm going to have to take care of that in about half an hour. But we got some more good music coming to you and a bunch of requests still on their way. Stay tuned. So, you know, talking about staying tuned, you want to make sure that you keep it right here at 88.3. Next night, which would be tomorrow, Friday night, we've got the return of the Mockster. He has been MIA for several weeks. You know, that's what happens when with these old guys. They take off on vacation on their boats, and they don't take a couple days off. Like, if I go away, it's like on a Friday through a Sunday. You know, I'm back to work on Monday, but not the Mockster. He's on his little dinghy on the water fishing, catching sun, throwing a few back, and that has ended. He is en route back to the Berg. He's going to be back on the air live tomorrow night at 9. And I called him, I checked in with him, and he promised me, ladies and gentlemen, that he's going to be at the top of his game. He's not going to bump the turntable. He's not going to skip the CD players. He's not going to hit the wrong button on the board. He is going to be dead on all night. So tune in to Viva La Mock to hear the best and worst in indie punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. Viva La Mock, Friday nights at 9, with an encore Monday nights starting at 11, exclusively right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. So we got a request for some Molly Hatchet. Eddie saw them when they came to the Lamp Theater a number of months ago. I missed it, man. I was sick as a dog. I actually had to give away my tickets because I never miss Molly Hatchet, and Bobby Ingram, lead guitarist, is my good buddy, but I'm a fan. And Eddie said, EJL, Molly Hatchet's got a new young singer, and he's killer. Well, I haven't seen him sing live yet, but Eddie knows what he's talking about. And the guy's name is Parker Lee. We don't have any new recordings from Molly Hatchet with him that I can play, but I'm going to go back just a few years ago to one of my favorites, Phil McCormick. Molly Hatchet did an album of covers, and I think you know this song. No!
I do? What can I be when I'm with you? I wanna stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave. And if I do, I know the way there. Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you?
Every single day of my life.
Got to get you into my life, the Fab Four, going back to, oh gosh, what was that, 1966 from the Revolver album. If you're a Beatles fan, this past year, the Beatles organization has released a 2-CD, 2-LP edition of the Revolver album with a whole slew of bonus tracks, their alternate mixes, different takes. Different edits. That was actually a early mix of Got to Get You Into My Life. Before that, Molly Hatchet with Phil McCormick, Rest in Peace, former lead singer of the band, with their cover of the Rolling Stones' Wild Horses. You know, talking about Rest in Peace, I want to send a little dedication out to one of our listeners who has passed on, John. A former listener, a great guy, his sons Jack and Scott called me and told me that he had passed away and they wanted a dedication go out to him. And they told me a great story of him listening in his living room to the show and often chuckling at Courts in Session and my foibles behind the microphone, but also a great story about his love for Frank Sinatra and one night at the Copacabana, Frank giving him the shoulder and bumping into him with a great big smile. Well, John was not the only fan of Frank Sinatra. There was another big fan, a guy by the name of Elvis Presley, who during his final concert, his very last live performance, did a cover of one of Frank's songs. We're going to do this right now, going out to John. Jack and Scott, our condolences. This is a King of Rock and Roll covering Frank Sinatra with My Way.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I stayed my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life as full, I traveled each and every highway and more. Much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway. More than this,
did it my way. Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew when I bit off more than I could chew. Had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. I did it my way. Oh, what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the word he truly feels. And not the word the Lord reveals. The record shows I took a blow.
Thank you very much, Edna. We'll meet you again. May God bless you. Adios.
A lot of empty words that I've already heard ain't gonna work tonight. Don't wanna talk about it anymore, 'cause that ain't gonna make things right. So now you're back again, you say it's not too late to give it one more try. Well, I don't wanna hear your lies. Oh,
Going back to 1978, Eric Carmen with It Hurts Too Much. For that live Elvis Presley from his very last performance going out to John, the memory of John celebrating his life, dedicated out to his sons Jack and Scott. Thank you guys so much for listening tonight. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Sunday night, if you missed any part of tonight's show, you can hear it all over again at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you want to wait half an hour, you can hear it again tonight, coming at you out of the East Coast, online at 1033wwro.com. Want to remind you guys to take care of each other, be kind to each other, and be proud to be American. Let's get back together next Thursday night at 8. Good night, Pittsburgh.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Support comes from Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Whether you're looking for a casual place to study or a great place to meet friends, we are here for you. Always serving scratch-made pastries, a full coffee bar, and six-packs to go in a cozy cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. WRCT is supported by Tartan Inc. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy and print shop located in University Cohen Center on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black and white color copies, single and double-sided copying, and an assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers such as gloss paper, resume quality paper, and large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, collating, and comb, thermal, and coil binding. Tartan Inc. is also an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS shipping. For more information, visit their website at cmu.edu/tartaninc or call 412-268-4828. Jimmy Ichihana in the Cards features the art of intricate close-up card magic, testing the laws of probability and transcending presumptions. This brand new show uses little more than a deck of cards and innovative sleight of hand, misdirection, and undisclosed trickery in an interactive celebration of card conjuring and mechanics. Jimmy Ichihana is now performing until August 13th. All performances are at Liberty Avenue downtown. For more information, visit trustarts.org. From the UK-based company Architects of Air and its founder, Alan Parkinson, the backyard at 8th and Penn welcomes the innovative and otherworldly Daedalum this summer in the Cultural District. Daedalum is an immersive, inflatable sculpture which has at its core element a maze of 17 egg-shaped domes and the arrangement of their translucent dome tops and pods, designed to produce views and hues of variety and subtlety. On display at the backyard, 8th Street and Penn Avenue downtown. Tickets and information are available at trustarts.org. That's now through September 4th. July 5th through July 29th, Concept Art Gallery features Picturing a Free World, an art exhibit by 60 artists from prison and 30 artists in solidarity who have created work from cross-stitching to paintings, from sculpture to photographs, in conversation with the question, what is a free world for you and for others? Picturing a Free World is on display at 1031 South Braddock Avenue. Gallery hours are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Tuesday through Saturday, July 5th through July 29th. And more information is available at letsgetfree.info. If you or your organization would like an event included in the WRCT radio calendar, please send the details at least 2 weeks in advance to radio